Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Our military has descended to this low point, this morass of failure before. Maybe not this deeply, but deeply enough that the last time we also allowed a pack of medieval throwbacks to giggle at us in front of the world. This was Desert One. Smoldering Iranian debris field where Jimmy Carter's post-NAM military announced to the world that the U.S. Armed Forces were no longer ready for prime time. Yet, just over a decade later, the same military dismantled an entire national army not far away in southern Iraq in 100 hours, taking casualties as they went that barely amounted to a rounding error. I was part of that run-up. I was not involved in that particular attack or that incursion. I left. they were busy trying to get us to leave the military at that particular moment. And, at the time they were talking about, well, this isn't going to happen, that's not going to happen. And so I took them up on that whole, okay, I'll get out early thing. We can come back from where we are right now. We've done it before. In the wake of Vietnam and the follow-on humiliations of the Mayaguez incident, the Iranian hostage crisis, the Beirut bombing, senior officials who returned to the basics of conventional warfare, supported by an NCO corps given the green light to do its job and enforce standards, built the most powerful, deadly military in human history. We can definitely do that again. We can do that all day. But we need a president who's committed to doing it and be clear-eyed about the failures of the brass currently in place. And let's understand that the woke joke military that we see today is not the one that veterans like myself served in. We planned. We executed. What we're seeing in Kabul looks less like the result of the military decision-making process than some bad improv, as if there's any other kind. You look at this cluster and you scratch your head and you say to yourself, what the hell? Senior tactical leadership is about organizing, supporting, and synchronizing an array of battlefield systems that when they work together, exponentially increase combat power and lethality. See our guys with rifles, but those hardcore light infantrymen are only one small instrument section of the symphony of a modern military leader who is the conductor. A bunch of American riflemen against a bunch of Taliban riflemen is nearly a fair fight. The American edge is that you almost never just fight just an American rifleman. You're fighting an array of systems, you know, and an array of being fired upon, you know, artillery, drones, helicopter, gunships, close air support. You're fighting an array of intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance and mobility and logistics. That's the beans and the bullets. And electronics. You got Camo. You got listening to the enemy Camo. You've got jamming the enemy Camo. You've got countering their attempts to jam your Camo. And so much more. A commander, even at the battalion level, has to be a conductor, ensuring all these systems play together at the same on the same sheet of music. And when they do, we annihilate anyone in our way, everyone in our way. We know what the enemy can and will do. We're there first, and we hit them harder, preferably in ways they can't respond to. You look at the Kabul airport, and you get the right, and you got the riflemen, great ones, but is there artillery? Which, by the way, artillery is a key killing system. How are they doing air support since some genius gave away the local airfield that we could fly fighters out of? How are they doing that? How are we doing intelligence when we don't have any intel guys there? And if we had intel guys there, we don't have any analysts there. We don't have any translators there. My guess, and I don't know, I have no idea, is that some guy from a three-letter agency rode outside with a duffel of cash, found whatever Taliban warlord controlled the area around the airport, and he bought some time. And that's fair enough. Cash can be a weapon system, but it would be nice to have a 155-millimeter howitzer and an A-10 base plan B in case he or a rival decides to renegotiate the deal. What we saw on TV was 3,000 troops coming in, then 5,000, then 6,000. And that's a lot of troops and a big logistics footprint for an airport. There was no plan happening. This was just a reaction. One wonders if there's any plan for getting them out. And there should have been a plan before they got in. Their exfiltration should have already been put together before they got on the plane to come this go that way. We can only hope there's a planning cell scribbling away on one right now. But I'm not confident. I'm not confident in the civilian leadership, and I'm not confident in that of the military. And why would I be confident? Who's the general or admiral fired for incompetence in not winning these wars? Who has been fired? Anyone? No one? None. Like every other American institution, the military has foregone accountability as a means to incentivize success. And that's because victory is not the measure of success anymore. Maintaining the grift is what needs to be maintained. Winning, which is winning is a finishing move. Finishing combat means there's no more grift. Why do you think the undistinguished General Lloyd Austin went to work for some big contractor and then became Secretary of Defense? Was it his competence? What war has he or any of them won, and has any of their failures to do so cost them? General Milley, with his stupid WW2-era uniform designed to evoke a time when America actually won wars, is a disaster of epic proportions, but it's not all him. He is a creature of a system that stopped prioritizing victory and started prioritizing pleasing the swells in D.C. over delivering a victory. His shameful injection of the military into politics under Trump, awkwardly cast as his attempt to stay out of politics, flushed away 250 years of civil-slash-military relations. Then is catering to the limo lib fetish of gentry Democrats with his absurd embrace of that poisonous stupidity that is CRT, pleased his masters and got him a pat on the noggin while he demoralized his force. The pawns he moves around on the chessboard are largely traditional, non-urban, and patriotic. Exactly the folks, the race hustlers, whose ridiculous tomes that Milley peruses instead of Clausewitz and Sun Tzu. It is recoverable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check us out. out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, there's a reason I joined the military when I joined it. I joined it so that non-combatants wouldn't be exposed to the horror of the modern battlefield. I didn't think of it in those terms because I didn't know what I was talking about back then. And I failed. I failed because my, you know, the shelf life of a soldier is very short. It's a little bit like being an athlete. It is definitely a young man's game. There are rare specimens that can make it and take it for 20 years or so, but they're moving up in rank and they're not actually the combatant they were when they were coming up. But I failed. There are images that mark us for life, no matter how hard we try to clean them away. And as I live and breathe, as I sit here talking to you at this moment, I talked about this on Gun Owners News Hour. I have never been able to let go of the idea that 20 years ago, 200 or so Americans were in a building that were buildings that were on fire, and they decided to make one last decision that regulated their life. So they jumped out of one of the buildings of the World Trade Center in order to escape the fire and the 1,000-degree heat consuming those who remained. Now, these things haunt me today. I still remember them very vividly. But I think we've forgotten, in a lot of ways, why we were in Afghanistan. Of all the carnage unleashed by those Islamic terrorists, though, their murders most haunt me because I've seen them. I've read about the guys that took back over the plane that they were in that was being hijacked, where they went in and took on the hijackers and drove it into the ground. I've read about that. That must have been horrific. In those final moments, those people jumping, these two strangers that had never met each other before, but were in adjoining windows, trying just to breathe as the black smoke came out that they couldn't see, the hand in front of their face, they would hold hands, and they would become family, and they would jump together. People that didn't have somebody to jump with to hold their hand had their loved ones on a mobile phone and held that phone to the side of their head as they fell for however many seconds it took to hit the deck, so that their loved ones would be with them until the very end. Some jumped out with some cloth trying to make a makeshift parachute, you know, hoping for a miracle. All of these people, their final moments were horrendous, and yet, oh, so human. That which I tried to do failed, and these people were put in these positions, not because of my personal failure, but because it was a systemic failure. These images filled me with a white-hot rage. It is the only day in my life that I have been so angry I couldn't form words, and at the same time, while I'm trying to speak, I'm tasting the salt of my own tears. as I watch these Americans forced to make this wholly inconceivable choice as to how they would spend the last 10 seconds of their lives. I knew then we were at war. And unfortunately, 20 years ago is ancient history to a lot of young people. They can't appreciate how united in purpose America became that day. They never know what it was like to walk down the street and bond with every stranger. They can't understand how empathetic Americans became with one another. Personal disagreements were just put aside. People were watching the skies. Now they had tasted this carnage. Now they were looking for it again. Phone networks were so jammed with friends and family reaching out for each other that the only sound of busy signals was that was all you could hear. It was like the business of life vanished for a moment before a sudden appreciation for what it really means to live. Men looked at each other with the looks that men exchange when they know it's time to fight. Each interaction involved a silent acknowledgement that blood had been drawn and that more was going to be coming soon. And there was a shared seriousness among those who were already preparing for what would happen next. Young men spoke about impending war even before the morning had ended. Veterans, like me, and from ages past, you know, the Vietnam vets, the guys that endured a despicable homecoming after returning from Vietnam, flooded military call centers offering to reenlist. I did. I was only 11 years removed from the military at that time. Men who'd survived a war against communism in Southeast Asia only to return home and be treated like villains were some of the first volunteers after 9/11 to beg the military to let them back into the fight. So, never ever forget that after the worst attack since Pearl Harbor, men with honor responded from every generation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out.
And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Northern California's Caldor Fire is now threatening 34,000 more structures and has turned a popular resort city into a ghost town. Everyone has left the city of South Lake Tahoe under mandatory evacuation orders that moved out 53,000 people. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's going to be serious consequences from what happened in Afghanistan. This is just the beginning. If you're going to tell a lie, it needs to be plausible. Otherwise, you destroy your credibility with all but the most ideologically committed to you. President and the members of his administration are either unaware of this, or they're so confident in their power that their credibility means nothing to them. And the Biden administration is involved in a historical disaster. It is better to remain silent than to spout an impossible story. Like General Mark Milley, who claimed there was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse in 11 days. Undoubtedly a true statement from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But did anyone indicate a collapse in 10 days or 12 days? It did not require a multi-billion dollar intelligence agency to predict the fall of Afghanistan. From May 1st to June 29th, the Taliban more than doubled the number of district centers it controlled. Their momentum was building, and considering the speed and ease of their advance, it was not unreasonable to believe that they would be in Kabul by early August. Perhaps Milley was being advised by Mohammed Saeed al-Shahaf, popularly more easily known as Baghdad Bob. Intelligence reports are frequently used to back up a position and do not necessarily conform to reality. And maybe he was distracted by his investigation of his own navel. That's, you know, like the belly button, not the naval services. Do the intelligence gurus know that the Afghan army frequently surrendered without a fight? Do they know the army was frequently not paid or supplied with ammunition? And reporting those facts might have exposed a level of corruption that was inexcusable. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani reportedly fled the country with $169 million. Now, it could be said that a Taliban victory may not be as bad as people anticipate. CNN reports that they're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. And this is all part of the Taliban charm offensive that will last at least as long as the U.S. remains at the airport. They've made it clear that they will be governed by Sharia law. Sharia law imposes stoning as a punishment for certain crimes. Homosexuals are going to be sentenced to death, as ruled by the Taliban judge last month. There may, in fact, be a moderate Taliban. A party can contain both a Liz Cheney and a Marjorie Taylor Greene, apparently, right? See that here in the United States? The problem is that the Taliban is that the extremists are going to dominate. The State Department has reports of the Taliban executing surrendering troops. A YouTube video shows 22 Afghan commandos massacred after surrendering. This defeat is going to have global consequences. Whether it's true or not, the United States is going to be perceived as a paper tiger. And this is going to embolden opponents all over the world. Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Milley had a press conference. Does anybody have confidence in the truth that they said? They don't have a very good record. Will our intelligence agencies be able to recruit sources? Who's going to want to work for the U.S. in any capacity that is indigenous to any country that we may be going in there to, quote-unquote, help? There will be continuing concerns with Afghanistan. An IG report claims that the Taliban continue to maintain its relationship with Al-Qaeda, providing safe haven for the terrorist group in Afghanistan. One thing we did, and I can't remember too many times this has ever happened before. You may remember during our pullout from Vietnam, when they didn't have room for helicopters on the deck of the of some of the aircraft carriers, they just pushed them over the edge. They left nothing for them, to the best of their ability. And now we have devastating visuals of the Taliban fighters sweeping through Afghanistan with new kit. M203s, M4s equipped with laser sights, flashlights, optics. The laser sight on a military weapon is about more than the weapon. Some of the optics are more than the weapon. A weapon with a laser sight and an optic, a military-grade weapon, if you bought it here, if you bought it with the going through the NFA and all that other stuff, you would probably paying upwards of $20,000 just for the rifle, which is actually a false price for it. But it, it doesn't matter. For that, for the most part, with that, it comes down to the fact that we left 600,000 of those back there, and we're going to see these weapons again too. Maybe not all of them. They will be used throughout the region. They will be used against Americans. I've read somewhere that we left 166 Black Hawk helicopters. I was stationed at Fort Campbell 101st Airborne Division Air Assault, sir. I don't think we had 166 Blackhawks at Campbell in the 80s. I've never seen 166 Blackhawk helicopters. But if I wanted to go see them, I could. All I got to do is go to Afghanistan. No problem. Yeah. Certain media outlets are referring to what they found and what they got as the mother lode. They got mine-resistant vehicles, unmanned aerial vehicles, and Humvees. The Taliban gets to swap their worn AK-47s for the M4s and the M16s. The Taliban commanders are bragging about all this stuff. Plus, that means that they have billions of rounds of ammunition. No doubt about that. They've got warehouses full of ammo for this stuff. I'm sure they left that, too. Of course, we haven't heard that, but I'm sure they left that, too. And they released all of the Al-Qaeda prisoners we already had accrued, who are some of the most violent criminals in the world. Some of the most dangerous people, free, roaming the earth now, because we split. There will be consequences. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. The 2006 Chicago Bears, they were undefeated going into their Week 6 matchup against the lowly one-win Arizona Cardinals. You had the usual pregame hype, which was being thrown out there by the unimaginative hacks at ESPN. And the network sport divisions built the game up to be a fait accompli, with the Bears running away with the game in Arizona by a multi-touchdown spread. Vegas had the Bears favored by 14 points. So why would the Cardinals even bother showing up? Well, they showed up all right, and they jumped out to an astonishing 20-0 lead at halftime. And if it weren't for a 73-yard touchdown return that was overruled by an official review, the Cardinals would have won the game. Instead, the Bears mounted one of the biggest comebacks in NFL history and escaped with a 1-point 24-23 victory. However, this game is most remembered for the Cardinals head coach Denny Green's post-game remarks. A reporter noted that the Cardinals' defense had shut down the Bears, yet they still lost. Green then went a little bit ballistic. The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who takes a third game of the preseason like it's nothing? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. There was actually some more colorful language. I'm not going to use that, though, because I'm just not. His rant is now more famous than the game itself. It is even a meme used when people in any category of public life expose themselves to not live up to the hype layered upon them by fans and a very, very delusional media. Which brings us to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the legion of Ivy League experts, the adults, who are now destroying everything they inherited from the Trump administration. They are who we thought they were. Joe Biden, we were told, was a foreign policy expert with decades of experience on the world stage. He would command the world's attention and respect, leading our foreign policy with a steady, reliable hand. He has now single-handedly negated two decades of effort, planning, expense, and ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan. He has signaled to our allies that we are disorganized and inept. He has signaled to nations who rely on our protection. They probably shouldn't be doing that. Further, he has snubbed our most stalwart allies who've gone along with our foreign interventions even when it was against their own best interests. Recent reports show that Biden went over 36 hours without returning an urgent call from the Prime Minister of England, leaving Boris Johnson and the rest of our NATO allies in the dark. But those of us who saw Joe Biden for who he really was knew better. We would quote former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who correctly observed that Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. We would observe that he has no discernible moral compass, and over his 50 years in public office as a senator and then vice president, he had no overriding morals or principles that guided his career or informed his votes at any given time, other than his own personal political ambition. This last characteristic was exemplified by his infamous plagiarism in the 1988 presidential campaign, where he was caught lifting speeches, word for word, from British Labour leader Neil Kinnock. They even included reworded references to his wives, first Kinnock and then Biden's, of course. Merely the names of the spouses were changed to accommodate Biden. This plagiarism scandal was not merely an example of his craven political ambition and lack of ethics. It was also an insight into his lack of conviction. Why would a politician steal another man's speeches? Maybe because he can't come up with his own thoughts and passions to craft stirring words to reflect his inner drive and energy. He can't inspire. He can't persuade. He's not a leader. So they steal another man's speech to inspire a crowd because he's incapable of drawing from within himself to find those words to stir his followers on his own. They are who we thought they were. Joe Biden, we were told, was a leader with empathy and kindness. And this particular lie was repeated ad nauseum, not as some sort of compliment to Biden, but as an attack on Donald Trump. Because we were told that Donald Trump was mean. He lacked empathy. Trump was a sociopath who would allow innocent people to be left on the tarmac of an airport to die at the hands of bloodthirsty, ruthless terrorists. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Sorry. That's the guy with empathy we're talking about now. When George Stephanopoulos referred to the horrific video of Afghans clinging to an Air Force jet as it took off from Hamid Karzai International Airport only to eventually fall to their death rather than stay and be subjected to the wrath of the Taliban, Biden's response was chilling. Stephanopoulos said, "We've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling." And Biden just interrupted him and said, "That was 4 or 5 days ago." Guess what? That was your responsibility, pal. Their blood is on your hands. And that tone to his voice didn't necessarily project that empathy and concern for the Afghans who fell to their grisly death. And it wasn't 4 or 5 days before this interview took place. It was 2 days. And, you know, and at the same time, who the hell cares if it was 2 days ago, 5 days ago, 5 weeks ago? Those deaths are a direct result of this guy's horrific and negligent execution of a very misguided plan. His cold and callous deflection does not project any sort of empathy or compassion. This is a DC cover, you know, a CYA at all costs attitude that he's been known for over the past 50 years. These people are who we thought they were. And one of the most frustrating parts of witnessing the events of the past week unfold is the umpteen members of the political intelligentsia expressed shock and outrage at this man, his vice president, and the team of Beltway hacks he's assembled in his administration are not the exemplary, competent, patriotic international whiz kids that they were so sure they'd be once they got the mean orange man out of the way. The fact of the matter is that Biden and Harris and the entire team are the incompetent, duplicitous, craven, uncaring hacks that we knew they were and we warned they were. Biden himself has shown exactly what kind of miserable D.C. creature he is since 1972. Was his behavior in the Bork and the Thomas hearings not enough? And, you know, he does hate the press too, media people. That's right, the media in D.C. fawned and gushed over him, and they swooned when he put on his aviators, and they giggled when he ate his ice cream. But he holds the media more contempt than his predecessor. He's affable towards them when it serves him, but he'll slap them on the back and deliver an insincere apology when his temperature is revealed. But he'll turn around and walk away and just leave them for the useful idiots they are. They are who we thought they were. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.